But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Lord, give me a touch tonight. Reach out to me in a unique way. Give me a unique experience tonight. 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 In Jesus' precious name. I want everyone to set himself and herself for a fresh baptism of divine wisdom tonight. Divine wisdom can be simply defined as knowing what to do to get what you want. He himself knew what he would do and he came out of it. And Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it, because he always knows what to do to get the results required. Divine wisdom holds the answer to all the questions of life. The answer to every question of life lies in your access to divine wisdom. Divine wisdom is the custodian of every destiny on earth. You can't receive that baptism and be stranded anymore. You always know what to do by a nudging from above. You always know what to do. This great year of harvest, you need to know what it takes to walk into the fullness of your harvest. And that is divine wisdom. And anything that has to do with the Spirit of God requires a thirst. Requires what? A thirst. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. So only the thirsty are qualified for any encounter with the Spirit of God. And we're talking about the Spirit of wisdom tonight, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding. And Joshua was filled with the Spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him and the people hearkened unto him. From tonight, the results in your life will command the attention of men. And the people hearkened unto him. And the people hearkened unto him. By reason of what was happening with him, everybody gave him attention. It's your turn to receive attention. God is showing you what to do tonight, about where you are, so as to get to where you must be. Tonight is your night. Let everyone that is truly thirsty lift up his hands or her hands and say, Lord, I'm thirsty for a baptism of the Spirit of wisdom tonight. I'm thirsty for a baptism of the Spirit of wisdom tonight. The Spirit of wisdom. The wisdom from above. I'm thirsty for a fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom tonight. Spirit of God, I'm thirsty for a fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. In quest for the baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. So I'll be speaking on the Spirit of wisdom tonight. And in the course of this teaching, expect an encounter from above. Would you? Expect an encounter from above. This is not just a teaching to show you scriptures and point scriptures to you so you can recite them and quote them and teach them, but it's designed to impart your life for a turn around. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. when you always know the right thing to do about any given situation, there is no way you will not begin to produce outstanding results. You always know what to do. Everybody was confused. Jesus knew what to do. In John chapter 6 and verse 6, the Bible says he himself knew what he will do. To feed 5,000 people in the midst of the desert, he himself knew what he will do. And when he did what he knew to do, the answers came. You'll never be stranded anymore in your life. He himself knew what he would do. And that is the very, very place of divine wisdom in the race of life. Always connecting you with signals from above, showing you the right thing to do about any given situation. Showing you the right thing to do. Receiving very clear signals from above on the right thing to do about any given situation. Oh, they had no wine. And Jesus, Mary, came and said to them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because he always knew what to do. That is divine wisdom. Everybody that has a brain has an idea. But not every idea produces the end result. But divine wisdom guarantees the end result. At any time and in any place, he himself knew what he will do. And whatever he tells you to do, do it, because he always knew what to do. So divine wisdom does not capitalize on ideas. It capitalizes on specifics. He always knew what to do. And it's interesting to know the Bible says in Matthew 11 verse 19, wisdom is the heritage of God's children. He said wisdom is justified of our children. Wisdom, divine wisdom, is the birthright of all our children. Now listen to this. The child of a man does not need any special effort to possess the wisdom of man. He doesn't need it. But there is no way the child of a goat can possess the wisdom of man. So there is no way a son of man can possess the wisdom of God. He has to become a son of God. That's why he said wisdom, divine wisdom, is the heritage of all of God's children. Just like human wisdom is the heritage of all human children. So divine wisdom is the heritage of all children of the divine God. So it all began from there. Everything produces after its kind. So God also produces after his kind. So for you to be called a child of God, then you are connected to the flow of his nature. And that includes his wisdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's get back to the beginnings. In Genesis chapter 2, God made man. Chapter 2 verse 7. And God breathed unto man, we are told in verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust on the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became what? A living soul. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Verse 19 and 20. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So with that breath, man was operating at the very frequency of God as far as intelligence is concerned. Whatever name Adam called every animal, God said, you are right. That's what I wanted to call it. The first expression of this breath of life was divine intelligence. What is it? Divine intelligence. Whatever name Adam called every animal, that was the name by which they were called. And you know, when Jesus breathed on them, he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." So the Holy Spirit is the principal channel through which the wisdom of God is communicated to man. Come and say, "The Holy Spirit." Say it loud, "The Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit. When Jesus came out of the grave, the Bible said, he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost." After the first breath of life into the first Adam, the Bible said, God brought to him every spirit. The breath of life brought man to the very class of God in intelligence. Adam named it, and Adam gave names to all cattle, verse 20, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. So Adam named everything, and whatever Adam named was right in the sight of God. From today, everything about you will become right. You will know the right thing to do at every crossroad in your life. You will know the right step to take at every crossroad in your life. You will know the right word to speak against every conflict in your life. That was it. Remember, Jesus was born of the Holy Ghost, like we are told in Luke chapter 1 and verse 34 and 35. Mary said, "How shall this thing be, since I know no man?" And then he said, "The Holy Ghost will overtake, will come upon you, and then a holy seed will produce in you." And that became Jesus. I'm sure you are aware of that. Luke chapter 1 and verse 34 and 35. So the Holy Ghost gave rise or gave birth to Christ. And when Christ came alive, in Luke chapter 2, we read this about him, verse 42. When he was 12 years old, let's get down to the book of Luke. I'd like you to see the place of the Holy Spirit in the communication of divine wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the principal custodian of divine wisdom. We saw that breath of life and the effect of that in the life of the first Adam. We are looking at the second Adam now and seeing the effect of the Holy Spirit in him. Luke, I'd like to read chapter 1 first, and verse 34 and 35. The Bible says here, in Luke 1, 35, 34 and 35, Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, since I know not a man?" Verse 35, and the angel answered and said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." What came upon Mary? "And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called" what? "The Son of God." So it was the Holy Ghost that came upon Mary that gave birth to Christ. Now in chapter 2 of Luke, we read in verse 42, the Bible said here, "And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast." And verse 46, "And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions." And verse 47, let's read together. "And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." At the age of what? 12. He was found in the midst of doctors, both asking them questions and answering them. "And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding." He had the right answer to every question. He was responding far above his age. He was unique in their midst. At the age of 12, as soon as God breathed into the first Adam, the next place he gave him an assignment: give name to all these animals. And every name that he called each animal, that was the name by which they were called. And the Holy Ghost gave birth to Jesus. And at the age of 12, he was confounding the doctors, the think tanks of his days. They were astonished at his understanding and his answers. He was too much for them. You are going out of this service to begin to command attention by the hand of God. You are going out of this service to begin to command attention in your various areas of pursuit in the name of Jesus. He always knew what to do. He always knew what to do. You know what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1 to 3, talking about Jesus in prophecy. He said, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding. Come and say, quick understanding. So the Holy Spirit quickens people's understanding supernaturally. The Holy Spirit quickens the understandings of men supernaturally. The Holy Spirit quickens the understandings of men supernaturally. The Holy Spirit quickens the understanding of men supernaturally. The Holy Spirit quickens the understanding of men supernaturally. And by that fire that's coming forth from this altar, I see your understanding supernaturally quickened today. This night will be a night you will live to remember in your life. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? And everywhere Jesus stepped into, they exclaimed, what wisdom is this that is given to him, that such mighty works were done by his hand? Matthew 13 verse 54. What wisdom is this? So the wisdom of God, divine wisdom, always produces tangible and enviable results. Practical and enviable results. What wisdom is it that such mighty works were wrought by his hands? That is the same way people will begin to exclaim about you from henceforth. In Mark chapter 6 and verse 2, they also exclaim, what kind of wisdom is this that both the sea and the wind obey him? Everything obeys him. Everything obeys him. From tonight, every opposition will begin to obey you. 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 Every disobedience of hell will begin to bow before you. All by the wisdom of God. That's what it takes. All by the wisdom of God. Think of the first church. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, it said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Samaria, in Judea, and to the uttermost part of the world. And so the Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2 verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in the upper room. And then there was a mighty rushing wind and cloven tongues of fire and came upon them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues. And Peter stood. And the first thing that manifested from Peter was nothing but divine wisdom. What was it? Think of what came out of a fisherman on the day of Pentecost. There was no intellectual prowess. That was the strange hand of God on an ignorant and unlearned man. So the first expression of the Holy Ghost in the church was in divine wisdom. What was it? Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom was the first expression of the Holy Spirit in the early church. Peter stood and took creation from the onset and came into deep, deep prophetic war. He wasn't holding any Bible in his hand. It was express wisdom from above, triggered by the Holy Spirit. Something is going to burst out from within you today. Something is going to burst out from within you today. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Concerning Stephen, the Bible said they could not resist the spirit and the wisdom with which he spake. Acts of the Apostles chapter 6 and verse 10. They could not resist it. It was too much for them. It was too much for them. They could not resist the spirit and the wisdom with which he spake. You are coming out of this service as another man. in your career, in your business, you will always know what to do from above. You will always know what to do from above. You will always know what to do from above. You will always know what to do from above. You will always know what to do from above. That's what the word of God says. When this divine wisdom takes its hold on a man, he said, nothing hurts around him, and nothing shall hurt upon all my holy mountain, because the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 9. And nothing shall hurt. Nothing shall hurt. So divine wisdom takes you above every satanic attack. Nothing shall hurt you. Nothing shall hurt your family. Nothing shall hurt your children. Nothing shall hurt. When divine wisdom is in place, everything that hurts bows out. Nothing shall hurt upon all my holy mountains, because the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Nothing shall hurt. That's the realm I believe God is taking everyone into. Where nothing hurts around you again. Where everything begins to answer to you with heavenly splendor. That is, heaven becomes a reality around your life. People around you can visibly experience heaven when they look at you. You become a reflection, a bodily reflection of heaven on the earth. That shall be your experience. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? He said, wisdom is better than strength. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16. Wisdom is better than strength. Now, the same Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 18. He said, wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom, divine wisdom, is better than strength. Divine wisdom is better than weapons of war. You can have the whole armor of God. If you don't know what to do, you still be stranded. That's why the Bible said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. Embrace her, and she shall promote you. She shall exalt you. She shall bring you to honor. You enjoy riches. You enjoy long life. Everything that is your portion in Christ is delivered on the platform of the operation of wisdom. You need divine wisdom to maximize your destiny in God. You need divine wisdom. He says, better than weapons of war. Now listen to this. Jesus himself knew what he would do. And you can see the serenity of that solution. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, lifted up his eyes, Father, I thank you. And that was all he did. He knew what to do. It wasn't a trial by error. He knew what to do. He knew what to do. He knew what to do. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom is better than strength. The Bible said, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. You can rout any city with the wisdom of God. You can take over in any difficult circumstance with the wisdom of God. Proverbs 21 and verse 22. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. What am I talking about? I'd like you to be very thirsty tonight, because something is turning loose in your life. You have struggled enough. It's time to begin to operate a press button triumph system in your life, where you always know what button to press to get the result that you desire. Trial by error can fix you under trials for life. You need to come on this frequency. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? The Bible said when Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom, the people hearkened unto him. You remember Deuteronomy 34 verse 9? And Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom. Because Moses had laid his hands on him, and the people hearkened unto him. And what? The people hearkened unto him. The spirit of wisdom transformed his life. Everybody gave attention to him. It is that same spirit you are receiving here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? In the precious name of Jesus Christ. The Bible records that God is the only wise God. God is not the wisest. In the school of wisdom, God has no comparison. So the Bible calls him the only wise God. The ultimate of wisdom. Say with me, God is the ultimate of wisdom. Say it loud, God is the ultimate of wisdom. Romans 16 verse 27. 1 Timothy 1 verse 17. And Jude verse 25. God is defined and described as the only wise God. They call him God only wise. The only wise God. Romans 16, 27. 1 Timothy 1, 17. And Jude. Jude is only one chapter. And verse 25. The only wise God. God only wise. That's how God is defined. The ultimate of wisdom. Yet this wisdom was transmitted through men. Through what? How was it transmitted? The Bible says something in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. No scripture is of any private interpretation. But holy men of God spake as they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. Come and say the movement of the Holy Spirit. It is what connects humanity to ultimate wisdom. God is the ultimate wise God. Yet that wisdom is connectable through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Holy men speak. Now listen, Jesus was referring to scriptures and he calls it the wisdom of God. What did he call it? Luke 11:49. He said, and the wisdom of God said, the wisdom of God said, Luke 11:49, the wisdom of God said, the wisdom of God said. And he was referring into scriptures. And the wisdom of God was communicated through human vessels via the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the conveyor of the wisdom of God into mortal men. Please listen very carefully. Everybody knows, even artists know, that this is the longest standing book on the earth. That remains ever current to every generation. There is no way this could have been the wisdom of man. It has not lost its effect. It's a strange book. This was put together over 1,600 years. Yet the effect is as fresh as the day it was first spoken. Now listen very carefully. Holy men speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It is that moving of the Holy Ghost that you are here for tonight. And from this night, every time you are at a crossroad, there is, will be that visible movement of the Holy Spirit. That will connect you with the wisdom of God that produces guaranteed answers, guaranteed results, guaranteed results. We had a terrible attack in the family sometimes over our last daughter. And when I got the answer, I knew. I didn't have to go struggling and say, oh God, I knew when I got the answer. It was so certain, so sure, I just crippled it on a piece of paper. I messed up the devil. It wasn't even a complete sheet. It was a torn sheet. And I said, read this over her and let the devil get mad. That was the end of it. I couldn't see me even going there laying hands at all. When you are connected with divine wisdom, the confidence of the answer is established. You won't lack this again in your life forever. Knowing the right thing to do is the guarantee for your desired results. Knowing the right thing to do. My people are destroyed for lack of knowing the right thing to do. The right step to take. The right way to face. They are my people. But their wisdom deficient. They don't know what step to take, so they remain stranded. Every one person stranded under this commission, I decree light from heaven for a new beginning. I'd like you to get your heart together. I must get connected. I have access to the ultimate. Why must I die as a mediocre? I have access to the ultimate wisdom. Why must I remain stranded? Every question has an answer with God, true of us. Every question of man has an answer with God. So why must I die answerless? And the Holy Spirit is that connection that we have with the fountain of divine wisdom. Holy Spirit, show up tonight. Show up in everyone's life tonight. Show up in everyone's life tonight. Holy Spirit, show up in everyone's life tonight. Holy Spirit, show up in everyone's life tonight. Holy Spirit, show up in everyone's life tonight. The Bible said, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. Inspiration, that means the movement of the Spirit of God. Inspiration. In spirit motion. That's the meaning. The motion of the Spirit inside man. That is inspiration. It is the motion of the Spirit in man. The movement of the Spirit of God in man. All scriptures is given by the motion of the Spirit of God in man. The wisdom of God was communicated by the motion of the Spirit of God in man. Spirit of God begin to move like never before in everyone's life that is under this service and everyone that is hearing and connecting with it through any of the media in the name of Jesus Christ. Knew what to do. This is very crucial. This is very important. We are not talking about common sense. We are not talking about intellectual sense. We are talking about the wisdom of God. We're talking about divine wisdom. We're talking about divine wisdom. He said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, albeit not the wisdom of this world. That's natural wisdom. Because you don't need to learn how to eat when you are born. There is no school where they teach people that when you take the food, don't put it in the air, put it in the mouth. You don't go to school to learn how to go to the toilet. That's the wisdom of this world, natural wisdom. Nor of the princes of this world. Princes, or call them principals. The princes of this world. Which come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 6, 7 and 8. God has packaged divine wisdom as the guarantee for his glory on our lives. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Prince of Glory. But eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. Neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Via the mystery of divine wisdom. But God has revealed them to us by Spirit. For the Spirit of God searches all things that God has in stock for his people. Even the deep, deep things of God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 to 10. That clears it. That the glory of God is released on the platform of the operation of divine wisdom in a man's life. Divine wisdom is the master key to the glorious realm of your destiny. You don't have access in there without it. We are not talking about the wisdom of this world. The things of this world have come to naught. We're talking about the wisdom of God in a mystery. Please understand this, God's people. It's time to place the appropriate value on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's not just to make you speak in tongues. It's, among other things, to communicate and connect you with the fountain of divine wisdom that guarantees the answer at every crossroad in your life. The end has come to every ups and downs in your journey. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? So the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is the gateway to divine wisdom. The inspiration of the Holy Ghost is the gateway to divine wisdom. In Job 32 and verses 7 and 8, there is a place you speak, a multitude of years you teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man. Come on, say there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. There is a spirit in man. Job 32 verses 7 and 8. Wisdom is not the preserve of the aged. Old age does not guarantee wisdom. It's not a factor in the school of wisdom. It is the inspiration of God that enhances the insight of man. It is the motion of the Spirit of God inside man that enhances their insight. So supernatural insight does not answer to age. It answers to the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Answers to what? It answers to the ministry of the Holy Ghost. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Another translation said, there's a vital force in man. The spirit of intelligence and the breath of the Almighty gives them understanding. There's a vital force. That vital force is your spirit man. Your spirit man is the nature of God. Is the seed of the nature of God inside you. He that is born of God does not commit sin, because the seed of God, the spirit of man, is the seed of God inside that man. That is God's nature implanted in your mortal system. And God was saying, that spirit man only produces by the inspiration of God. That is loaded with creative capabilities, but it is only made manifest by the inspiration of God. The inspiration of God. Show me a man that lives under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You can't compare him in insight with the brightest intellectual on the street. Because he's not dealing at this realm. He's connecting with some realms that the other man cannot assess. You remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, he said, a natural man does not deceive of the spirit, cannot deceive the things of the spirit, neither can he know them, because they can only be discerned spiritually. Neither can he know them. So a natural man is limited to the natural realm. But when you open up to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you become a superman. Come and say superman. You are going out of this service a superman in Christ. You are going out of this service a superman in Christ. You are going out of this service a superman in Christ. You are going out of this service a superman in Christ. You'll never know what it means to be stranded again in your life. You'll never know what it means to be stranded anymore again in your life. It's very important. Say, neither can he know them. I like to read that. Just to let you know the limitation of the natural man. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Neither can you, now listen to this. What method would an intellectual use to know the dream that a man dreamt on his bed? And the man has forgotten. But when you forget a thing and somebody says he won't remember, So you can't confuse the man as to what he dreamt. You can't formulate it. You can't project. You just have to know it. And then Daniel and his fellow said, let us ask from God. And they asked from God, and God showed him the dream that another man dreamt. And Daniel said, there is no man under heaven who can divulge this secret. But there is a God in heaven. But there is a God in heaven. That thing that is planned to kill you, there is a God in heaven who knows what to do. They were going to destroy Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with all the magicians and the chaldeans and the astrologers, the think tanks of their days. He said, even the chief astrologer said, there is no king of Assyria forever. Neither is there any man under the sun who can give you the answer. If you want to kill us, kill us. This question you ask is an impossible question. But Daniel said, give us time. We are men who know how to deal with impossibilities. Give us time. Give us time. Give us time. That impossible situation in your life, divinely converted. He said, give us time. Give us time. Give us time. Give us time. Can you imagine Elisha came and said, this time tomorrow, food will be cheaper on the street of Samaria than before the famine began. The intellectual who sat there said, you must be stupid. Even if God opens the windows of heaven, shut up. We are talking planning and strategies. We are talking about tomorrow. You don't know tomorrow is only 24 hours away from now? And Elisha said, look, I may be crude, but I'm connected. I may appear crude, but I'm connected. I am solidly connected to a source to which you have no access. I am connected. He said, this man, you will see it, but your mouth will not taste it. You will die tomorrow. Goodbye. And he left. Elisha must have said, I may be crude. I agree I'm crude. I was only a farmer when God called me. But I know what you don't know. I'm connected to a source to which you don't have access. This time tomorrow, there will be food on the street of Samaria cheaper than before the farming. And tomorrow, when you see it, you will die after. Just to know that it happened. And they trampled him unto death when food arrived. And food came by the hand of lepers. There is no research center that can put that together. There is no research center that can put that together. Human wisdom is utterly limited. Intellectual wisdom is limited in all standards. They don't compare in any way with the thing we are talking about. When death appears, all human senses are suspended. But this wisdom will deal with death. Somebody's breaking forth tonight. He said, somebody's breaking forth tonight. Everybody has passed a verdict that your case is closed. This is going to be the end. You can't come out of this forever. You will have to live with it forever. But they are lying. I said the devil is a liar. God will unfold to you the thing to do, and the answer will follow instantly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Jesus will give you praise. There is none like you. Now we read verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Neither can he know. That is, he has no capacity for connection. He couldn't reach out to that. That realm is above him. It's limited. It's utterly limited. The natural man can't get there. Because you can only connect with that realm spiritually. Spiritually. What I'm saying here tonight is this. That baptism is your right. But you need a thirst to connect with it. Holy Spirit, show up by connecting me with the fountain of divine wisdom. Tonight, I'm thirsty. I want to experience your manifestation in the area of divine wisdom. Show up in my affairs. Show up in my life. Show me by clear signals what to do about every given situation from henceforth. Show me by divine signal. The Spirit of God does not only search spiritual things, He searches all things. How many things? All things. All things that has to do with God. And everything in creation has to do with God. For by Him were all things made. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And He controls all things. How many things? By the word of His power. All things. He controls all things by the word of His power. He controls all things by the word of His power. That's why I believe that everything about you is coming under His perfect control from tonight. Can I hear your loud amen? 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 He controls all things by the word of His power. All things. How many things? Just before we close, let's read from James chapter 3. Tell your neighbor, you will always know what to do. Beginning from this night, about every given situation, you will never lack the knowledge of what to do. The signal will always be clear from above on what to do about every given situation. You will never be stranded again in your life. Please say it to someone and say it with conviction. You'll never be stranded anymore in your life. Because the signal will ever be clear on what to do. On what to do. James chapter 3 now. Hallelujah. He is alive. James also here tries to, draw the lines between different kinds of wisdom. And he did it in a very fine manner here. He said, this wisdom descended not from above. Now that's chapter 3 verse 15. But is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Now there are four things he said here. We have wisdom from above. And he said that the kind of wisdom he's talking about is defining in verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, is sensual, and devilish. Earthly, call it natural. Sensual, call it intellectual. Devilish, call it diabolical. There's a kind of wisdom. But there's a wisdom from above. And John 3:31 said, whatever is from above is above all. So I'm connecting you tonight with supreme wisdom, the wisdom from above. Listen to this. You never lack the knowledge of the right thing to do about any given situation in your life. That means you'll never be stranded again forever. That means you will never be stranded again forever. Now, here was what God said to me when it was time for me to step into the ministry. God said to me, I will not have you go as others have gone, but I will have you laid hands upon after the order of Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, and you shall be filled with the spirit of wisdom. This ministry is running on that frequency, the spirit of wisdom. And what does he offer? All our ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. The wisdom of God is pressure free. The wisdom of God is crisis free. Habba, listen to me. The wisdom of God is pressure free, and the wisdom of God is crisis free. All her ways, Proverbs chapter 3, are ways of pleasantness, and all our parts are peace. That's going to be your experience from tonight. Pleasantness and peace. Pressure-free lifestyle. Living as if the devil has died. Living as if hell has shut down. All our ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. She's a tree of life. Amen. Look at it. This is what that wisdom does. Verse 13 beginning. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth this kind of understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and again thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Verse 16, length of days in her right hand, and on her left riches and honor. How many love length of days? How many love length of days? How many love riches and honor? Praise God. Now he said, that's what wisdom produces. Verse 17 together, let's read now. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Glory to God. All our ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. I see every pressure around your life busted tonight. I see the wisdom of God busting every pressure around your family tonight. I see the wisdom of God bringing an end to every crisis in your life tonight. Friends, since the inception of this ministry, we've never sat down to resolve crisis. Not once. I've not found myself under any pressure till date. The wisdom of God guarantees a pressure-free life and a crisis-free life. I'd like you to mark that chapter 3 and verse 17, because that will be your experience from tonight. You will always know what to do to bust every pressure. You will always know what to do to maintain the peace of God in your environment. That is what the wisdom of God offers. That is what the wisdom of God offers. Are you ready for this baptism tonight? Is someone ready for a fresh baptism tonight? Let me hear your loud amen if you are. Divine wisdom is the key to the actualization of your glorious destiny. Divine wisdom. Lift up your two hands. Spirit of God, I'm ready. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm ready for that lifetime encounter here tonight. Holy Spirit, begin your motion within me, connecting me to the source of divine wisdom. Everybody has called it impossible, but I know the answer is in your wisdom. In Jesus' precious name, the end time church is going to flow under an unusual frequency of divine wisdom. Because divine wisdom is God's agenda for disarming all principalities and powers, which must be done before Jesus returns. He says, sit down at my right hand until I make all thy enemies thy footstool. How many? All. Until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And the Bible said, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. According to the eternal purpose of God, which he purposed before the world began. So God has purposed that divine wisdom will be the last straw that will break the camel's back. Operation of divine wisdom shall be the last straw that will break the camel's back. Operation of divine wisdom shall be the last straw that will break the camel's back. Ephesians 3, verse 8 to 11. That's what God said. He said, the manifold wisdom of God will be in operation in the end time church. And by that, principalities and powers will be put where they belong. Death will bow. Destruction will flee. The church will triumph. That's God's purpose. So we are just on time. We are on course. We are on track. We are just there. We are on key with divine agenda. I would like to pray with you tonight, and there's going to be a release. I mean an unusual release. This night is marking the era of your final release. God is launching you to your season of pleasantness and peace tonight. God is launching you to your season of pleasantness and peace tonight. Because I'm a believer. He said, when I lay my hands, people shall be healed. Because virtue shall flow. Therefore, tonight, as I put my hand on my head, every prophetic word that is spoken shall find direct access into my life. Put your right hand on your forehead, and in the name of Jesus Christ, receive the baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. 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 From this day, you shall no more lack the knowledge of the right step to take in every given situation in the name of Jesus. Everything called impossible about your case, about your life, about your family, about your career, about your business, about your health, everything called impossible shall find an express answer through the operation of divine wisdom this season in the name of Jesus. The end has come to every stagnation, every frustration, every confusion in your life today in the name of Jesus. Receive the baptism of that excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. From this day, everyone will take knowledge of you that you have received the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus. And Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him and the people hearkened unto him. He has a story to tell. He secured natural audience. Your hand is placed on your head. I decree to the man Joshua comes alive in you now in the name of Jesus. Jesus! Lift up your hands and give him thanks in the name of Jesus.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548, or send your testimony through email bishop@winnerscananland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Otta, on Thursdays 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., on Sundays 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.